2:45 on Rage, live from Surprise. Let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. There are ways for them to still have some money to spend in free agency. Let's detail those and update you on the free agent list NFL-wise. 2:45, a little Cowboys right here from Surprise Stadium. Top two, Dodgers 1, Rangers nothing. Let's go in the Rangers clubhouse. Armin, you and Grego again today. We're tracking Josh Hamilton. How'd that go and where'd that end up?
Well, he was barely in the clubhouse this morning as far as at his locker. I saw him a lot in the training room. Perhaps he was trying to stay away from Grego. Who knows? But you guys were witnesses too. The three of us were talking when Josh Hamilton walked by and Grego was close on his heels. And I heard Grego asking him for a minute of his time, and he's saying, "Nope, I don't have a minute." And Grego going, "Yeah, you do." And he just kept walking away. Is that,
you know what? He didn't give time to anybody this morning.
Correct.
The clubhouse was open for a shorter amount of time, and I didn't see Josh talking to anybody. So Grego made a run at him, but it was a no go.
Oh, he was standing there, and I didn't see him. And he came up behind me and slapped me right on the ass.
Before
anything.
Interesting.
And then you're right, man. I mean, he never broke stride or turned around.
Yeah.
He said, "Nope." I go, "Yeah, you do." And he just kept going.
It was a very busy, very cluttered clubhouse this morning, including the guy that you wound up with.
Yeah. I mean,
you've been looking for this guy all week too.
Yep. Because they're exactly zero athletes or baseball players now that would get me jazzed whatsoever. Now, you bring in some of the old ones like Willie Mays, yeah, I get jazzed on that. But when you're in the midst of a legend, a living legend, especially someone that I grew up listening to and loving their music, then I kind of get freaked out. And Charlie Pride, who has been training with the Rangers since 1974, he shows up every year at spring training. They issue him a uniform, and he works out, takes batting practice, fielding practice, and just hangs around the clubhouse because he was a tremendous baseball player when he was growing up. But
today thought he was still a player.
Well, I said, why is Charlie Pride here? Is he a player or is he a coach or something?
Plays
he's
right
in
field.
A uniform.
Yeah, he totally looks like he dresses like a player or a coach.
Yeah,
he?
I mean that's and I mean this guy is a country legend. He was signed with RCA his whole career, and he is second. He's the second best selling RCA artist of all time, and they've had some big ones, second only to Elvis. And I'm reading where it says he had 39 number one hits, but I asked him about that. And Armin, he corrected us by saying, "Nope, only 36.
Really?
But I'm reading 39 on Billboard. So
I trust
him. That's when you know you have a lot.
When you can't keep up?
Yes, when you don't know how many bats. But, you know, say it's 36. I mean, that's a ridiculous amount. And he has sung so many songs and has so many albums and records out. I mean, he's put out 42 albums. Think about that, 42 albums. And I just wondered, do you remember all the words to those songs? And so Armin and I, we asked him if he did. And so then I had a list of his songs of the past, some of these his biggest hits. And could he just recite? I just said, "Can you just recite the first opening lines?" But he did better than that. Here's where we start off. "Just Between You and Me."
"So I feel so blue sometimes I want to die."
"So I feel so blue sometimes I want to die."
So he started singing for you right there in the clubhouse?
Listen, listen as we start going. All right, here is the second one that we do. Remember, I'm just asking him, random songs that he recorded. Here we go. "All I have to offer you is you."
"Before you take another step, there's something you should know."
"Before you take another step, there's something you should know."
I was amazed of how quick he was, Richie.
I mean, and This is not really edited at all. From the time I ask him the question till he starts saying, okay, here's here's number three. We're just getting warmed up. Mississippi Cotton picking Delta Town.
In a Mississippi Cotton picking Delta Town, one dusty street to walk up and down.
In a Mississippi Cotton picking Delta Town, one dusty street to walk up and
imagine
down.
How many times he sang these songs.
Did you notice on that one he started singing it before Grego was done giving the title?
Yeah.
And I would say standing next to him and hearing him sing was unbelievable. The guy still, he still has it. He can still sing. He can still record an album if you want him to.
If you'll listen, he is hitting the correct notes on every one of them.
Yes.
And he has no idea what I'm about to throw out. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Crystal Chandelier.
Oh, the crystal chandelier light up the paintings on the wall.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall.
He's on it, man.
Oh, it's amazing. All right, we keep going with the great Charlie Pride. Anybody going to San Antonio?
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat sure is cold today.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat, it sure is cold today.
Isn't that impressive? He just sort of busting out singing.
Yes. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. You're My Jamaica.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to think. Baba. I don't remember the first line of that.
Every day I read ads in the paper saying, come to the island.
Come to the island.
Bikini ladies, sweet rum drinks. They'll keep you smiling.
So you've sumped them once.
No, nobody can possibly. When you have that many songs, are you going to remember the words to every single one of them off the top of your head?
I can't remember what we ate for dinner last night, except for Arm. I could never remember something like
That's one swing. Let's see if we strike him out. Here's the next one. Burgers and fries.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon.
I've got to stump him on this last one because this was not a tremendous hit for him, and it was kind of, and I think he released it as a single, but it was it didn't get a lot of play.
You went B-sides on him.
This was a B-side, no doubt. So Charlie, what about this one? Roll On Mississippi.
Walking along, whistling a song.
Walking along, whistling a song. Barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat.
The most fascinating thing to me was that, Grego, when we went up to Charlie, you not having a voice, it was hard for him to hear what you were saying. And Richie, I thought this was going to be a disaster because Grego's like, hey, we just really want to, real quick, I'm going to name you a song title, and you start giving the lyrics.
Like a pop quiz.
And
how old is he, Grego?
He is 73.
Oh, my gosh.
And he starts making fun of Grego's, you know, hair chin. And,
he asked me if I was Amish.
And Grego's going, is he arming? Yeah, he's arming. I'm like, no, he's asking if you're Amish. And it was just, none of us were jiving and none of us were hearing and understanding each other.
So Charlie Pride's more mentally alert than Grego at this point.
When we started this game, it made me realize that this guy's just a musician. I mean, this is what he was born to do. And you name one of his songs, he's still so sharp, man. He's got it.
Oh, yeah.
You could not get him at all.
And here's the thing about Charlie Pride. A black guy that not only succeeded in country music, but went way above succeeding. He was the Entertainer of the Year twice. He's won countless Grammys and CMAs. He's done everything. But name another black country and western artist since him.
There have been a few, but there haven't been any.
And think about when Charlie Pride infiltrated that very, very close fraternity of country music. I mean, he did it in the early 60s when the civil rights was going on and, you know, racial tension was at a high. And yet he thrived in this industry and is one of the giants.
Yep.
And I don't mind admitting.
The great Charlie Pride. And he was just getting warmed up, Grego. Yeah. The reason we got kicked out of the clubhouse a little early this morning, Charlie Pride entertained the Rangers with his annual clubhouse concert. How cool must
that
have been. I would
have so loved to have stayed for that.
All right, embrace your rage. We are in Surprise, Arizona. The Rangers trail the Dodgers 2-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Clayton Kershaw on the mound. David Murphy hits a little bloop single to left center. Martin Perez gives up two runs in his two innings of work. We'll keep you up to date on the Dodgers and the Rangers. But next up, we got to talk a little Dallas Cowboys. We've got a way the Cowboys can have salary cap room and an updated free agent list. Next, we're live in Surprise.